Yeah, I mean, look, that's why I love to bat. I've always batted top of the order, and that's one and two is what I'm most comfortable in. But to still bat at three, I mean, Shikhar got out pretty early, so it still felt like I was opening the batting, and gives me a chance to get my eye in a little bit, and then even use the first six, use the power play. So I mean, whatever chances I get, I got to make the most of it. So we're very happy that I got the opportunity to bat up the order.
Chetan.
Yeah, quite honestly, I didn't know what to make of it. I didn't know if I was in form or out of form. I obviously kept getting the 50s and I was batting well, but I somehow couldn't find myself getting the three-figure mark. So it was quite frustrating, and being in and out of the team, injuries and illness and sickness, everything just kept playing on my mind and kept frustrating me even more. But I realized somewhere down the line that, you know, it's better than at least getting out in single-figure mark, and stopped worrying too much about the three figures. But I wanted it. I wanted it very bad, and very happy that it came here in England, the first game of the series. So hopefully I can carry that confidence forward and use the form I'm in and make it big.
Yes, you.
Hi. So last match, we had an all-round performance. Kuldeep with the ball, you with the bat, and the team must be high on confidence to put second T20 right now.
Yeah, we are. I mean, our preparations have been very good. Came here a week before the series started, went to Ireland, played a couple of games, did really well there. We got exactly what we wanted out of those two games as a team and as individuals. So, really happy with the mind space every player is in, and as a team, we're enjoying ourselves here in the UK. And the way we started is excellent, and hopefully we can continue the same momentum going into the other games. No, it's just how badly I wanted it. Like I said, you know, going in and out of the team, it makes you realize how much you need to value your opportunities, and the kind of team we have. It's very hard to find a spot and find an opportunity. So whenever I got the opportunity, it started with the IPL where I got to bat in top of the order, and I hadn't played a lot of international games before that, so there's a lot of passion, and I wanted to be out there in the middle and make the best use of the opportunities that I get. And it's just that I don't think I've changed much technically, and obviously being away from the game and not playing too much gives me time to train and gives me time to work a lot on my fitness. So I've been working really hard on my fitness, and that's about it. I don't think I've changed too much. It's just how badly I want to be there in the middle and do it for the team.
Yes.
England struggled against Spain in the first T20. They've been working with a bowling machine strong up play, Kuldeep has a left arm wrist spin. Do you think there's an inherent weakness there with England? Do you target that?
I don't think it's just England. I think a good wrist spinner is a good wrist spinner against any opposition, and with the kind of skill and quality that Kuldeep and Yuzvendra Chahal have, it's always going to be hard for a team that doesn't play spin a lot. I mean, what Kuldeep did was special. Getting a five for is in a T20 game isn't easy, and you can be bowling well, but most times he could have gotten away for two or three wickets and gone for 30 runs, but he kept at it. And to get balls like that first up for against Bairstow and Root is always hard for a middle order batsman. But that's something that we're very confident with, to play two wrist spinners and do most damage for us. And missing Bumrah up the order, I mean, to start off in the first six a little bit, but the way Kuldeep and Chahal are bowling, I think they're going to be dangerous even throughout the series.
Two more questions in English and then you can finally...
If you win this match, you've won the T20 series. Does that set the tone for the other forms of cricket across the summer, or is it so different that it doesn't make any difference, the 50 over or the test matches?
I think all three different formats, and we're going to treat it as one game at a time, and we're not thinking too far ahead. We want to win this game, and we'll go on to Bristol, and we'll want to win that game as well. We're here to play some good cricket and be aggressive and enjoy ourselves in the middle. It's for a lot of us, it's our first time here in the UK, so every opportunity is gold for us, and we want to go out there and enjoy ourselves. If we keep doing the right things, if we keep playing like we did in the first one day, and I'm sure the results will follow. It's not something that we're chasing. We just want to go out there and enjoy ourselves, play our best cricket.
Okay.
It will frustrate me as a batsman. It did frustrate a few of the English batsmen, but the margin for error for them in T20 is very little, so whatever tactics they can come up with or whatever they try to do to upset the batsman, I think it's only fair. And he didn't do anything which is, you can do it as a bowler, you can do it, you can run a batsman out. He was taking a few strides too many, and it was a long boundary, and if he gets that much start, he can keep rotating the strike, keep getting two runs, which will frustrate the bowler in return. So, yeah, it's only fair.
Langraj.
Okay, there are spoke about keeping batting flexible and in the league of the World Cup, trying like the Q&A number three. You know that now that you can batting there in the middle of the World Cup differential. How mentally do you need to change anything? And do you agree this is an advantage for the batsmen that are even and performing well?
It's a huge advantage for the team, obviously, and everybody is in great form, and it's been made very clear that there will be a few changes in the team, and as a batting unit we need to be very flexible in our heads to be able to adapt to any role or responsibility that's been given by the team management, and we're all working towards it, like you said. I might bat number three and I might bat number five or number six some other day. We might get a good start. We might want to promote Hardik or MS Dhoni to go and, get us a few sixes or get the run rate up. So, yeah, we will be flexible and keeping in mind the World Cup. And I'm sure Virat and the coach have already spoken about this, about how we want to be flexible with our bowling, with our batting. And just as a team, we need to understand what suits us best.
Final question. Surinder, sir.
Cricket के लिए दो P important रहते हैं, potential होता है, performance होता है. तो ये दो P के बीच में का gap कम करने के लिए जैसे आप short मेहनत कर रहे हो, तो last समझो कुछ एक साल में IPL के बाद ये gap कम हो रहा है, क्या feel आ रहा है आपको जैसे flower हो गया हो आपका जैसे
sir, जैसे मैंने बोला था कि इससे पहले IPL से पहले मैंने ज़्यादा international matches नहीं खेले थे. Due to whatever reasons, injuries, and I've been in the team and not played in the 11. So, jab bahar baithte ho, tab you aapko realize hota hai ki jab opportunity milta hai, kitna important hai wo use karne ke liye. Not just individually, but team ke liye bhi jab chance milta hai, opportunity milta hai aapko match jitane ke liye. Agar aap jitaoge, then only then will the team start believing that ये player भी कर सकता है team के लिए, not just one or two players. So building that confidence for yourself and for the team बहुत important होता है, and I'm very happy that my performances in the last 3 or 4 months have kept improving with each game. Beginning of the IPL I got starts, I got 50s, but never went on to play deeper in the innings and get big scores for my team. So I worked on that, and I'm happy that each day and with each game, I'm improving as a player.
Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.